Imagine living in a home that's only 200 square feet. Could you do it? The tiny house movement is gaining momentum across the country, with several tiny homes even popping up in Boise. Well, its popularity continues to build. Jessica Murray reports on one problem facing many tiny homes.
The house Sean Wheeler is standing in can only be described as tiny. It's 310 square feet, which is about half the size of a semi-trailer. And he designed and built it from the ground up. When it's done, it'll have all the amenities of a normal house in a fraction of the space.
Pretty simple, but it's everything you need in a house and more.
Wheeler owns Wheeler Homes and builds tiny houses. This one is a rich midnight blue with cedar trim.
We are standing in the kitchen. This whole time underneath the kitchen and the bathroom, we're underneath a loft. And this loft is the master bedroom.
It's cramped quarters. Wheeler used to build typical homes, even mansions in Sun Valley. But after going to college, his mentality about housing changed.
My college degree was in environmental studies and sustainability. And so I started looking at construction differently, or the way we build houses differently, and couldn't really justify doing the same old status quo.
Just one problem. Once his latest tiny house is finished, there's nowhere to legally put it. That's because the city of Boise doesn't allow builders to put a house on a foundation unless it's bigger than a few hundred square feet. A workaround is to build them on trailers. But since they're on wheels, they fall under the jurisdiction of the Idaho Transportation Department, like an RV. But people aren't really supposed to live in an RV year-round. Also, permanently parking an RV on a street or in a lot in the city can lower property values of nearby homes. The rules are creating problems for people like Shauna Embry. She's the owner of Wheeler's newest home.
Yeah, it's just kind of a big leap of faith in that respect. I knew I wanted to do this, so I wasn't going to have everything figured out before I started.
Embry is a student at Boise State University. Recently divorced and struggling with student debt, she's leaving behind her three-bedroom rental house for something much, much smaller. Looking around her, she checks off the furniture she can't take with her. The couches, the dining room table, her dresser, most of the things in her closet.
Everything's kind of going to go. It's just stuff.
She figures this way, she'll be able to pay off the house and her student debt in just a few years. The hardest part, though, has been finding financing. Her home will cost around $50,000, but because the tiny house movement is so new, tiny house mortgages are hard to find. Back in Wheeler's shop, Sean's crew has finished the exterior of Embry's tiny home, but Embry wasn't able to get enough funding for them to finish the interior. She hopes she can do the rest herself, but admits she knows next to nothing about construction. That didn't stop Macy Miller, who lives in maybe one of the most famous tiny houses in the world. It's been featured in Time magazine, on NPR, and HGTV. Nestled in the north end of Boise, her home is 232 square feet, and she built the whole thing herself.
So this project for me was kind of an educational project. My background is in design, but I've never really built anything. I built a doghouse, and I did a really terrible job.
She built her tiny house using YouTube videos and books from Home Depot 5 years ago. She lives there with her boyfriend, her two-year-old daughter, her four-month-old son, and her gigantic Great Dane.
And believe me, I know how crazy it sounds when I say four people live in 232 square feet, because I felt exactly the same way. But once you're kind of in the space, and if you've designed it for yourself and it functions well, you really don't notice it.
Miller faces the same problem as other tiny home owners, including Embry. Even though she has the landowner's permission to park on his lot, she's still parked illegally according to city code. Some cities are changing their laws to accommodate tiny houses. Fresno, California, now allows them to be parked alongside traditional homes as permanent second dwellings, similar to a cottage. Portland is also considering tiny homes under the regulations of accessory dwelling units, like a mother-in-law quarters. Boise, on the other hand, remains skeptical about the safety of tiny homes. The city's director of planning, Hal Simmons, says they're not really built to any construction standards. He says they're allowed in RV parks, but not on residential lots. Simmons says tiny homes are on the city's radar, and he's studying how other cities are handling them. If the demand continues, he says Boise will likely create a provision in the code. For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.